right, time for another DoNotGod.com. Google is evil. Video presentation. Yeah, there. Maybe we'll go with that. Yeah, just trying to figure out what exactly the subject is, okay? You have all these diverse people with all these diverse interests and obsessions and addictions and habits and, whatever. I could say ways of looking at things, but that's not really saying enough about how peculiar people's, you know, we look at the same thing and somebody says, quantum entanglement, or, you know, wooey butterflies, whatever, some kind of God made it, crap, you're, oh shit, no, it's a crayon, fuckhead, you know, and so this is the job, is to sit there and try to say something, communicate between all of these people with all of their little peculiar, like I said, they're hungry right now, and they're saying, ooh, how yummy life is because I'm hungry. And, you know, and people are miserable and going, God, I can't stand another minute. Could you just get to the goddamn point? This is all very painful. You know, everybody's in a different state of mind, in a different mood, different everything, just about. And really difficult to do this. And all the language barriers and, you can't even say some words without, you know, fucktard. You know, and they all go, their brain just, you know. Anyway, triggers everywhere. And, you know, they'll all be saying, well, what does that have to do with professional wrestling? How does that affect the Hammer Man? Whatever the big guy is now. It's just, oh fuck. So you're saying, okay, yeah, I can't make a rational conversation fit into your world. I can't do it. And then some of this is, sorry to say the word, physics. I mean, some of it does require that you have some background understanding about physical possibilities and science like evolution, you know, and how the universe works. And so all of that becomes another, oh, fuck. And then you get into that, oh, it's a hard problem, consciousness. Well, it's not that hard if you poke at it. It's pretty soft, actually. It's like all the other things. It's just a phenomenon your brain's creating. Yeah, it's like everything else you're doing right now. Your brain is just manufacturing it out of little sparky pieces of electricity. That's all it is. It's just a pattern of electrical impulses. That's all there is. It's not really that hard a problem. Why do we feel pain? Well, we do it because it works as a motivator. Yay! Unfortunately, when it's programmed by a retard, okay, I mean somebody really, really shitty at programming, you have a whole bunch of unnecessary pain. You know, like when you're being pecked to death by a seagull on the beach. You know, little turtles. Anyway, it's just funny how there's little references come up, you know, in stupid little haphazard circumstance where all of a sudden somebody brings up turtles or something, and it's just, whoop, trigger. You know, for me, conceptual trigger, you know. Brings up the point, you know. Well, 10,000 errors, you know, to make two that work, you know, two that survive, you know, the gauntlet. Oh, yeah, that's worth it. Do that some more. Kill 10,000 to save two. You know, have a boat with 10,000 people and only have a lifeboat that holds two people. And sink the boat every time you go out. You know, drill holes in it so it's guaranteed to sink. Shit. Oh, anyway, so where was I? Before making this video, just moments before, I thought of, you know, one of those questions people, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they really don't. The whole point was, is that, yes, sometimes the conversation has to have some kind of grounding in science. You know, if people aren't willing to look for the truth, and you have to do a little bit of work, you know, to pull it off the shelves, right? You know, to find the, you know, it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't pop into your head. You have to go through this procedure, figuring out what's possible and impossible in this physical world that exists and all of that crap. And people aren't willing to do any of that. So I was just thinking of the idea that, look, I'm just arguing that it's evolution, okay? And evolution only happens in these little places in the universe where you have a little bit of quiet, and then things have time to get complicated. You need time to get complicated. So you have time, you can get complicated. But the problem is will you have enough time? Will you be able to get complicated enough to somehow preserve your complication, you know, how complicated you are? You've gotten sophisticated. You know, billions of years, or at least a billion, of, you know, progressive improvements and enhancements to make something more and more durable in some sophisticated, complicated way. You know, having all these complicated features, you know, little fingerprints for gripping and nails for scraping and, you know, all the little complicated features. You know, complicated brain to process and, you know, parse the world into little pieces, you know, and we have to go to school for, you know, 12 years to, you know, at least, horrible. Anyway, you know, just to get up to functionality. Okay, so we're complicated, and we're just a byproduct of a system that just makes things, that just piles more crap on, makes it, yes, you can just add another feature, add a third eye, or, you know, some other detecting device, some other little sensing device, if necessary. Just pile them on, you know, niche-wise. Oh, God. You know, or adapt them like bats to performing some other feature because you had to hide in caves to survive because the other animals were beating the shit out of you. Yeah. All right, so anyway, so... So yeah, you have to know some science to get the truth about why we're complicated, how we got complicated. But let's just say we are, and then you ask the question, well, how durable is this complication? So the universe allows things to get complicated. That's a fact. We're here, and there's, you know, you investigate the sciences, and you find out, well, there's nothing in the science that says it can't happen. There's nothing to stop it from happening. So you can make all kinds of bizarre shit. And so they even make movies with all the little aliens in them, and they're all the aliens are in some kind of weirdo form. Usually not that weird, which is part of the problem, right? Because, yeah, they'd have to be really weird, frankly. You know, some things would be... I mean, obviously, having eyes and having ears and having, you know, these sensing tools would be the common, but the way they would be configured would be completely different. Anyway, you know, be completely different, like slug, you know, versus rabbit. Yeah, so, but how durable is it? Can it survive the universe? I mean, does the universe allow any of that complication to ever reach any kind of stage where it would be able to survive the functions of the universe, you know, where it doesn't get digested by the universe eventually? And so it's a science question, really. It's not really a philosophical question, it's a science question. And so it sort of just ruins the whole fun of it because people won't know enough of the science to be able to answer the question because they'll think there's, well, why doesn't they just build a warp drive and fly to a younger solar system? Yeah, problem solved. You know, or some sort of bullshit like that. You know, instead of dealing with the actual physical universe problems that make everything pretty difficult to imagine how it is even possible to survive all the obstacles to the preservation of the kernel of our complexity. Like, can we get even a grain of pollen, you know, off of Earth and get it out of the solar system, and then get it someplace safe where it's not going to get irradiated into shit? You know, and I guess my argument is no. Yeah, not likely. But anyway, it's not really an important question, is it? Because even if they get the grain of pollen, or let's say we could put it all on a chip, you know, the human anatomy or something, you know, every cellular blah, 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 and, you know, get the chip, you know, somehow out of the solar system. So what? I mean, what's the chip got on it except a bunch of crappy movies and, you know, silly obsessions? You know, I'm a knot tier. I spend all day tying knot. You know, I mean, what are we all doing here? You know, the only time we have any passion for anything is for some stupid reason, like, you know, oh, there's a unicycle competition. Yeah, I have a tricycle. I'm really good at that. I need a tricycle competition. But yeah, everybody's just obsessed with their little victories, you know, this little, will the enemy be defeated, you know, in some spectacular fashion? You know, can we hang Mussolini for a third or fourth time? I mean, how many times can you hang the dead guy? You know, can we find something to celebrate, you know, some silly victory or some silly failure of somebody else? You know, and that's all we've got are these little superficial, oh, she smiled at me. Yeah, I'm winning. I saw it. I mean, you saw her, right? She smiled at me. Well, yeah, she was just, maybe she was listening to music and just smiling to the music, but, you know, it was sort of in my direction, right? Yeah. Well, yeah, no, we don't have anything in common, but, you know, she's hot. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's not like I could have a conversation with her because, you know, shit, she'd like, run away, you know, screaming. Because, you know, I don't go to Starbucks or anything. I won't have anything to talk about. I mean, it really is, it's just, this is, you know, this is... So, I mean, you know, this is happening to me personally, and in some sense that I am unfortunately becoming disconnected from every single possible way of interacting with anybody on any kind of level, because I just cannot be bothered pretending, you know, that all this minutiae has some sort of meaning or significance, you know, all this little crap that people are caught up in. And part of that's, you know, because, yeah, I have been sort of obsessed with bigger questions and the whole process of, you know, itemizing the evidence, you know, the little pieces of truth that have more meaning than, you know, lattes are delicious or whatever. You know, what's the new thing, the new way of non-stick cooking or something, you know, all of the fashion, you know, whatever that is. God. I mean, all you have to do is think about it a little tiny bit, and you just, oh, all these images of people with the funny haircuts and all the bullshit, and you're just like, oh, Jesus. They spend 3 hours in a chair for that, you know. To put a potted plant on their head. Shit. Anyway, so where, what to do? You know, what to, you know, where to go? See, I, you know, it might be fun to have the conversation about, you know, the fact that all of this is not going to go anywhere. It's not going to be durable in the universe. That all of this progress that we're making, you know, zooming to the future, it won't amount to anything. It's sort of an interesting conversation, but there's no point in really having it because it really has to do with you. You know, you think relativity is some kind of real thing or some kind of warp, you can warp the space or some other kind of, yeah. So what's the point? You know, because you're in a bunch of, you know, you're living in a bunch of bullshit. So, yeah. And again, what's the point? And this isn't even a problem, because what's the point of saving it or not saving it? I mean, no one's ever going to use the chip for anything. It's never going to be downloaded into some other computer and used for some purpose. So it doesn't really mean anything. Yeah, so I mean, that question isn't even a meaningful one. But it's just the idea of a question. The idea of, again, it's another competition. It's another find the answer, find the answer, find the answer. You know, debate it, fight it, to work it out. That impulse, you know, is strong in the humans. You know, but they're also lazy. And so they don't want to do what it takes to get right answers. They want to do the competition thing, but they want to just cheat wherever they can. You know, they want all the cheat codes to the game, so they don't have to earn it. Kind of thing. They don't have to work for it. They don't have to. Yeah, and that's a rational thing too. I don't want to build my own car. You know what I mean? I don't want to knit my own shirt. You know, fuck that. So, you know, some of that's understandable. Why do all that work? Just give me the fucking answers. Yeah. All right. I'll be back. All right, I'm back. Yeah. so I really don't want to do a mystic video, but I will anyway. Pieces of one, maybe. It's just that there's nothing, you know, in this universe that I can find, you know, especially using Google. Ugh. I mean, as a search engine, it's just getting worse and worse. I was looking up a couple of just products that were on eBay, right? And you can't, you know, I was just looking for a spec sheet on something. It might have been made 15 years ago. And you couldn't, you know, nothing. Couldn't find anything on a product that, you know more than one of them was made. You know a company had to make them. You know there must be a data sheet somewhere. But no, no chance of finding it. You know, you have the item number, you have all kinds of numbers, all kinds of, you know, model, serial, all kinds of stuff, and it just won't do you any damn good. But anyway, just part of my commentary on how it ain't working, okay? This is a marvelous society you've created. This human race thing is just such a joke. You can't even organize. You can't even organize the internet. This, you know, capacity to do all this interacting and interchanging and all of this organization. And you can't even maximize its performance. It's all got to be owned by capitalist creeps. Yeah, it's just such a dismal failure. Of among the all the dismal failures. But anyway. So mystic, you know, over time, you know, lots of good, I think, fruitful conversations about the truth, but he was never in it for the truth value, which is just funny. So the last week of videos has been basically him kind of outing himself as a mystic, as a person who just can't figure it out, who can't, you know, somehow he's bricked wall on the hard problem, you know, basically almost, I mean, these titles, The Arms of God, you know. So, yes, he's using God in the Spinoza sense, like Einstein or something. You know, some sort of peace of mind or, you know, some sort of inner safe place or something. Some sort of whatever. I can't make any sense out of it. Some sort of way you have to fight the horror is to pray to God and say God will fix it, or some delusion will save you, or whatever. You can stop the torture by going to your safe place and being feeling God's love or something. Anyway, some bullshit. You know, it's just psycho babble bullshit. And so this is apparently his big answer. He goes does all this searching for the truth, and then just says the butler did it. Yeah, okay, I can't figure it out. So, yeah, let's just execute the butler because, you know, that's the simple, dumb answer everybody's always picked. I mean, it's just so, you know, I can't even say I'm disappointed just because, you know, for the last year, yeah, he's been all over the place and not very useful. But anyway, so whatever this life as reputation. I mean, you know, some, like, as if there's some complexity in recognizing that our senses work pretty good. You know, I can pick up an object and we can dissect, we can figure out what it is. That might take you a little minute to figure this one out. But, you know, we can figure it out. We can, oh, it has threads on it, so it must be part of something else. You know, you can do some deducing and figure it out. It's, you know, it's from a microscope. It's one of the little lensy things. But anyway, and, you know, yeah, we can look at things from all the angles. We can do all kinds of things. We can use x-rays. We can do all kinds of ways to figure out what the fuck something is. And yes, it's all just going to be, in the end, a digital representation. It's just going to be bits and boops inside of our brain. But they're going to be fairly accurate in terms of the dissection, the schematic our brain can create is going to be a pretty accurate schematic. We're going to know where the property line is and where the trees are and the bushes and the house and all that crap. We're going to be able to draw a nice little schematic. And, yeah. So our senses work pretty good. We're not failing to identify the objects in the universe. What we're failing to do is to stop at the facts, and instead people are just extrapolating all kinds of voodoo features and piling them on. So this has always been a problem with the mystic conversations, just because, yeah, so you have all this conversation about how the brain might work and what kind of parts and how to, you know, how we end up falling out of the process, you know, we the personality, you know, we the habits, you know, the routines, the, you know, that's the we part, right? It's just the routines and the habits and the mannerisms or womanisms. And that's all there is. That's all we are. We're just a little package of glitter features, you know, little, you know, little bullshit. You know, the umming, the you knows, the clearing my throat. I think I'm an anticontavod. Yeah. What age does to you? You know, all the annoying ones, as well as the ones that might be more benign, you know, having a little bit of a personality, you know, some of that's benign, you know, sticking your pinky out when you drink your tea, you know, benign, anyway, I'm gonna have to get over all that kind of crap, but anyway, you know, so look, you know, lots of, I think, fruitful conversation with the useful conversation. And all to find out that for him, this was all just a show. It's all just about some artistic thing, you know. Did I perform well? It doesn't matter what the hell I was talking about. Did I talk about it eloquently? And you know, are the notes in sequence? You know, is there a nice little harmony? Is there a harmony in my performance? Oh, you're like, what the fuck? No, that's not what we're doing here.
And all that sort of stuff.
Not what I'm doing here. All right, so let's make sure we have enough volume. Should be enough. For you, anyway. All right, so we'll play sort of the end first, and then we'll go back and see if there's anything.
Do that, does it? Like it does for tree. It doesn't do that. It does pain, which is a completely different thing.
All right, so he's trying to say how, you know, which is sort of an argument I've been trying to make to him for decades now. He keeps saying everything's the same thing and everything's nothing. And I keep trying to make the point that, well, clearly pain is not nothing, okay? It's not tree. It's not all the other different things our brain is doing that are benign, okay? This pain thing is malicious. I mean, it's distinctively different, okay? It's got a substance to it, okay? And that's that whole value argument, that this is the thing to worry about. How people are looking at trees, who cares, all right? If they think trees are, you know, upside down, who cares, okay? You know, the important one is getting this sensation thing right, because that's the one that's really where all the value is, you know, and that's the one where we're failing to optimize our performance in terms of how much of that we're wasting, you know, how much of this torture thing we're allowing to exist in amounts that are obscene, for no benefit, you know, for no good, for no balancing good purpose. We're not getting anything we're spilling the gas all over the road. You know, instead of putting it in the cars, we're just spilling it on the road and letting cars catch fire. I mean, it's really dumb. And, you know, I failed to be able to have that conversation about how important it is. And now he's making this distinction that it's not just like all the other brain functions. Okay, but the funny part, the irony is that when you think about it, well, yeah, it really is. It's exactly the same as tree. It's just tree, okay, in a form, all right, that clearly is a different organ that's sensing it. We're sensing pain, okay? It's not the same as making a perception of tree, an idea, a concept, and putting it in front of our eyes and our ears and our other senses. Pain is an actual organ creating pain. So obviously, it isn't quite the same thing. You're making a sensation. You're not presenting, okay, something to be sensed. So that would be the difference, right? The difference between the thing making a sensation, the thing sensing, and what it's sensing. So the pain our body makes goes right into the sense organ, pain, pleasure, and it's not sensing it. It's not viewing it. It's just making it as the byproduct. Yeah. It's like the action is the reaction. It's still not quite right. But anyway, I hope you get my point. That it is different. It's a whole new organ making pain. It's not the same organs that are making your memory of a tree or your image of a tree or your idea of a tree or your concept of a tree. That's all happening in this part of the brain. The pain thing is happening with a different organ. It's a different eyeball.
All I'm saying is it should be at least thought about that the brain seems to do different types of representation. It seems to do, maybe, probably, does the best it can as an accurate representation of the tree.
Right, so he's conceding that point, which is good, that our senses actually do work, and it's certainly good enough, okay, for conceptual understanding. You don't need to be infinitely intelligent, all right, to be able to completely enough understand the relationship, let's say, between the moon and the earth or something like that, a rock and a tree.
But doesn't try to do an accurate representation of hammer on finger or result of...
All right, so the hammer on finger is completely, has nothing to do with the pain, right? The pain is one single thing, which is neuron disturbed. It doesn't care how it gets disturbed. So cancer can do it, a hammer can do it, lots of different things can disturb the nerve. And we're just saying, what is that nerve connected to? Okay, why is it... why is a certain, you know, I can get certain nerve impulses and it's pleasure. I get the, you know, just change the arrangement of which ones are getting pushed, what buttons are getting pushed, and it's pain. And the point is that, well, because those triggers, those reflexes send that information to the organ that creates the pain. The organ, it's probably the wrong way to say it. The sub part of your brain, okay, that is responsible, just like your eyes go to a certain part of your brain, your ears go to a certain part of your brain. It's one of those kind of things. The pain is in a certain part of your brain.
Finger, it doesn't give impression in the head, in the brain, doesn't represent internally injured finger. It just goes.
It does both. It represents injured fingers. Sometimes you see the injury and you just sit there and wait for it, but you know it's coming. Right? You know the pain's coming. So sometimes you injure yourself and you don't feel anything. Sometimes you feel way too much, and you're like, there's no harm done, right? You know. I remember when I was a kid, you know, somebody, you know, a bunch of fireworks went off in my hand. And, yeah, it hurt like hell. And I grabbed my hand thinking, my hand, oh, shit, I don't even want to look at my hand because my hand's going to be all fucking ripped flesh and torn to pieces and it's going to be a mess. And when I looked at it, yeah, it's bruised. It was a little bit puffy, but not too bad. So it hurt a lot more than it actually was injured, kind of thing. So it's just showing the disconnect. One, you know, we're doing both things. Our brain is understanding the world we exist in, and it's understanding the fact that there will be associations between conceptual knowledge of don't break your leg, knowing that you have a broken leg, visualizing your leg being broken, all of that kind of stuff, and the fact that when you actually break your leg and, you know, the neurons and all that stuff trigger the pain. They're clearly separate things. We're doing both, but they're clearly separate things. The pain isn't a byproduct of thinking, okay? The pain is the byproduct of not thinking, of some, you know, physiological reaction, something more basic.
Goes with pain, yeah? Which is not a representation of what's happening, but can create appropriate responses.
Okay, so yeah, it can. Okay, and it does for animals, but the whole point is that it's designed so poorly. It's an experiment where the person doesn't realize like gold is more valuable than, you know, potato salad. And so they're doing an experiment and they're pissing away the gold. They're destroying it with the radar machine or something. There's no appreciation of the value of it. So nature is using it so sloppily. So there's all this pain that's completely superfluous to any, oh, that'll teach him. Well, it's too late to teach him. He's dying. There's no point in torturing him while he's dying, okay? Because the lesson won't get learned. So it's all this waste is the real point. The argument is about how much of the pain is wasted. Yeah, we have it because it's a good reward and punishment mechanism. So, yeah, that's great. But the fact is that the amount of punishment, okay, through your existence is going to be way in excess what was necessary to teach you the lesson. So much of it's going to be wasted. And so much of it's going to be even backward, you know, that it's going to make you neurotic or crazy. It's going to make you lots of things because it's going to torture you, okay, like going to school or something. And it's going to be this bad, painful experience, and it's going to give you the wrong message. Learning bad, you know, or something like that.
Like the tree, don't run into the brown, thin bit at the bottom. Pain, you get the appropriate response. But it's
so again, I think the simple thing, the simplest way to say it, I think, okay, the more artistically perfect way to metaphor is to understand the words reward and punishment, that pain just exists as almost a separate function. You could say, okay, it's separate from the brain thinking, and it's a separate function, and the only function it has is for the brain to know that thing over there will make pain if I do this, 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 or this. That this negative thing will happen over here if I do something over here. So it's like the tilt light on a, you know, pinball machine. It's like completely separate from the game, okay? And it's just some stupid reward and punishment blinker, okay? Where, yeah, I can try to get my reward of, you know, manipulating the box in a more aggressive way, and I can try to make something good happen, but I have these limits that I can't go past, or I'm going to get draconianly punished, and that the whole game is going to turn off and say, you won't get to play no more, the tilt light will come on, and I'll lose my quarter. All right, yeah, that's an analogy from my time on Earth, you know, decades ago. So long ago. All right, so the metaphor, there's no real modern metaphor, I suppose. I mean, in video games, they don't kill you. I mean, they don't give you pain. They kill you instead and, you know, force you to start over or something like that. But it's still reward and punishment. That's all it's there for. That's why we feel, is because it creates a mechanism that can be programmed to oblige us to be obedient to the prime directives, you know, of life, which are you have to be careful because your physical body is not durable, and you have to go through all this nonsense of being, of obeying all these rules. You can't jump too high, and you can't jump off a cliff, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do all these things. Because you're too fragile. Basically. All right, I don't think he says anything else here. He's already summed up.
Not giving the appropriate response by giving you a representation of what's happening, it gives you a
value statement. It makes a value judgment and imposes it on you quite loudly and aggressively that this is what you are to value. Okay, so the whole horniness thing and the whole, you know, hunger and gratification thing, these are just reward and punishment mechanisms intended to program you to play the game the way evolution has over time found to be conducive to your success here on Earth. Now, none of it anymore fits, really. I mean, it's no natural impulses that have much to do with what you have to do to live in the modern world successfully, especially if success is going to be having kids, because, in a sense, your brain might as well not function, because you'd have to be really dumb to have the ambition of raising children, because, frankly, it's just a big pile of obligation. An irritation, like you don't have enough of your own problems to solve, and you're getting older, you know, and they take a long time to raise, and you're just getting older and older and older and more tired, and you're less and less capable
to resort to being a soul whenever they want to. 45% or 45.
So he's placing these arbitrary, kind of arbitrary numbers on how many people are in philosophical categories. Mm-hmm. And I don't think his numbers were all that accurate or meaningful, so what's the point? So we'll skip over that.
Yours, but it is you. Yeah, it's a very personal thing. We jump over the don't want to think about it, because what's the point talking about that? Then we jump over science to the woo awareness at the end, which is a very impersonal, personal thing.
All right, whatever. So somewhere in here is some idea of these morons. Well, I mean, these idiots. I mean, these happy people doing their little meditation thing and their, you know, the whole escapism mumbo jumbo of trying to say I've actualized or I've... what's the other word they use? That somehow they're getting to some deeper inner truth. And some of it has value in the sense that they are understanding that the brain, you know, is manufacturing some the whole thing. But it has a bunch of woo in it. So what's the point? Some sort of silver lining, happy, pappy, bullshitty mush. It doesn't really get to the point that we're just robots with eccentricities, and we have the perception that our eccentricities are really cool and everybody else's are really stupid. It's, you know, that stupid, you know, it really is that bad. See, I'd say this is a really pretty cool shirt, okay? I mean, I didn't buy it, and I don't know what the fuck it has on it here, some kind of crap, orange peel or something. I'd say it kicks that pajama thing, you know. This is a lot cooler. Does it matter? No. Is it important? No.
That's totally impersonal because it covers the entire universe. It is the support ground for the entire universe.
But, oh, I should find out what that is. I mean, he's probably making some little stupid, like, quantum mechanics is real or something. Who knows?
And it's a bit like the fish in the water. The fish never registers the water because it's always been there. That's the idea.
See, I know, but the more important thing would be to say is that we are just the fish. We're still in the water. It's just thinner water. We're still doing exactly the same thing the fucking fish is doing. We really haven't advanced the game very much. The fish are just fighting with each other, having personal competitions, mocking each other, blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, you know, they're playing with each other. You know, and the same kind of game playing is going on in these interactions, and they're all having their own little personal experience, and they're in their school of 4 million other fish, and they're thinking, I'm special, I'm special. You know, no, you're just a sardine, shithead. Yeah, it's pathetic.
Yeah, but that, if you can grok what I'm saying there, that's totally impersonal because it covers the entire universe. It is the support ground for the...
All right, well, whatever. So I don't know exactly what that is. But yes, I mean, clearly the facts, the scientific facts really should be really... That should be our Stonehenge. You know, those should be these giant rocks that we're sitting here looking at all the time, are those pillars of truth. They really should be narrowing our capacity to get lost in bullshit, you know, in terms of just making the real image more and more visible.
Entire universe. But as the enlightened people seem to say, there is a way that the body, animal, generally human, obviously, can get in touch with that ground of awareness. So you see, you've got 5, 45, 45, 5, with the 145 being totally...
All right, well, whatever. So it's hard to say. Sometimes he's you know, mocking the silly awareness people, and the next minute he's saying they're on to something, you know. So, I mean, you can't make much out of it. I mean, clearly it's all bullshit if you think you're escaping somehow. You're not. I mean, it's the big Buddhist lie. You're like, oh yeah, jump in a fire and you're out of the game. How so? You know, what a pile of crap. I'm out of it, how? You know, you're really, really dead. No, you're just as dead as if you do it any other way. You know, it's just so stupid.
Level, I'd put it along the lines of, I quite... early dismissed the soul idea mainly because it came with religion attached, and
so mainly because it came with religion attached. So, you know, that's where we would differ, is because I don't care what you attach to it. The whole idea of the soul is just, it's so stupid. And yeah, I spent some portion of my life thinking this was a real concept. I mean, you know, because they fooled me, you know, just like they fooled me into thinking lots of things, you know, about how the physical universe, you know, the whole relativity thing, or, you know, bent space or some other bullshit. And yeah, you're like, okay, well, I sort of get it, but not, you know, you sort of live in that because they've made it such a truth. But yeah, I can't say I believed in a soul, but I mean, the very idea that I believed in a me, and just wondered whether there was any way that the me has any durability, you know, or there could be any sense to this durability of the me thing being in the universe. And you're just saying, well, what's the point if I'm going to keep forgetting who I was? Then I'm not really me. So there's no point in me showing up without any me-ness besides this or something, some, you know, some little feature. If I'm not going to be me in the whole sense of remembering why I'm me, how could I still be me if I don't remember why I'm me, right? Because I can connect me to all the little things that made me me. And if I don't have memories of those things, how could I possibly manifest me again, right? Because I'd be saying, well, where are, there's a bunch of loose ends. I don't have memories tying me to these things. That's why I'm afraid of this, and that's why I hate that, and that's why I do. So why, if I don't have all of those connections, I couldn't possibly be me anymore? All right, so that's a much more complicated response than something you'd have at 13. yeah, it just doesn't go anywhere, trying to make this eternal soul fit into the facts of the world we exist in, because there's no way for this eternal soul to have any identity. So what's the point then? You're making permanent something that doesn't have, there's nothing in the glass, you know, so you're just passing the glass to the future and there's nothing in it.
You've gone back to it because I've never seen any reason to go back to it. I can't be in the 45, don't want to think about it section because it's evident I have thought about it. I like the science section, but I can see that the science section is short in many descriptions, and I feel
that... I love that he said that for a change, right? Because he's always defending all these, the woo of science. So it's good for, it's not much of a statement, but he's clearly doubting the fact that they have all of these ducks in a row, that they've got all these answers really figured out. They're just bullshitting.
Always be short in many descriptions.
So the always short thing is another irritating part, though. Why would they always be short? I mean, it is just a system. You can model it. And clearly, when you look out there in the big universe, I mean, there's a lot less to model, frankly. It's not singing and dancing. It's not. Okay? It really isn't.
So why am I looking into the woo awareness? It's because it's the last thing to go and look into, basically.
So, so again, he's talking as if there's, you know, none of these categories of conversation have any more, substance. And I'd argue clearly, even if it's only a 3% or 5% of the human race who are having the conversation in the context of recognizing the fact that we are full of all these, all this passion crap, all these distracting, gooey human thoughts. But we're really quite capable of being very good calculators and assessing all the little pieces in the world and modeling the steam engine or creating the airplane or creating the space shuttle. You know, we can do both things. We just have to recognize that we don't want to do them both at the same time. We don't want to put a penis on the space shuttle. That kind of thing.
Our body is alive for 24 hours a day, 16 active, and in retirement you have to do something with your hours. And
so, I mean, it's kind of a dismal statement, you know, he's making, that he's, you know, that he's just, he's basically just saying, yeah, I'm wanking. It's all I got left. That there's no importance in answering these questions. These are really important questions. The human race needs to answer the questions. The smart people need to get the answers. They need to beat the shit out of the dumb people and say, look, you have to read the pamphlet. I've reduced this giant, huge, thick book. Okay, I've done all this work of figuring out how the magnets work and this works. I can reduce this giant, thick book, okay, of what it takes to actually be an answer finder. Okay, and I've given you a pamphlet that just has the answers. Okay, all the questions are now answered. You don't have to do all of this thinking about, let's see, a grain of sand. If I have a warp drive, a grain of sand will have the momentum of Empire State Building. And so, yeah, I'll crash into it and destroy my ship. And, you know, you don't have to do all that fucking figuring out that why we can't go to another solar system or why we can't do this or why. You can just get the fucking answers. And it's important that the people like you who have thought about all of the details of some subjects and gone through all the little bits and spent a lot of time comparing them and weighing them in your brain and doing all that crap, you have to write the fucking pamphlet, shithead.
Carrying water and chopping wood goes so far, but then there is other mental activity that goes on. And this is where I find myself to be, looking into the last 5% of Wu awareness, where I kind of think if most things that we do believe in, is like history, is to be correct, that the Enlightenment people have been, this is very much getting in touch with the Wu awareness in all history, and these Enlightened people have led to the belief in soul.
Right, so they're not doing anything productive. Right, exactly. They're just creating another fake, phony paradise to go find, another promised land, another lie to keep us moving forward, mushing along, in this pointless struggle to find whatever we're finding, this nirvana horseshit that it doesn't exist. Just climb another hill, another mountain, another whatever, and yeah, it's on the other side. No, it isn't there.
On the completely opposite end of the spectrum, because it is impossible to believe in what the Enlightenment people are saying about the impersonal but personal, very personal nature of the impersonal ground of awareness.
Okay, so all that probably makes sense if you listen to 5 or 6 more of his videos or something, all that personal, impersonal, personal bullshit. So yeah, it's hard. There's just brain. Brain has thoughts. Thoughts are made out of memories and, consolidating the pieces of the thought that have connection to other pieces. So the word fluid or hard or something, those words will end up dominant and connected to lots of different things. And, your brain will use those as conduits between different ideas. So if it has a word, it can use liquid. It can connect lots of different things with that word. but that's all it's doing. It's just combining and connecting and finding it's a modeling, frankly. It's modeling relationships and using the construction material of words like futile, stupid, moronic, waste of time. Those are also really important concepts.
Is the water for all our fishy existence, because it's so impossible to explain or understand, it has been explained and understood as the personal soul.
Right, so he's just pointing out how, so you have this big complex brain doing all this complex stuff, and we're so distracted by the bullshit it's doing that we can't rationally use it to analyze our own function in some sort of reasonable way. But I would argue that yes, we are, because you have movies like AI, you have different kinds of clearly where people are recognizing that it's just synthetic, that it's all just a machine, a function, and all of these functions, all right, are completely they can be understood as just that, just functions, that you could change them, you could augment them, you can extract them, you could delete them. They're just functions, and they can be judged, and you can recognize whether it's a good function or a bad function, whether it's productive or unproductive, based on what it does to the world.
And then perverted into everything to do with religion.
Right, so there's no point in it. It's clearly just a replacement for religion. So they just talk nice and soft and sensitive and but they're selling the same crap, okay, the same candy. You're somebody, you're good, you're full of good potential anyway. Yeah, you could be, you might be, only if, and this bullshit. Somebody shows up with bad hair, and they're just trying to say, well, no, but it's so different that it really is, it does say something about you. Yeah. Some bullshit.
But both are obviously saying that the actual visible, tangible, physical is not...
They're basically saying that there's some sort of freaking, you know, consciousness stream, and you know, we stick our heads in it. No, we're conscious now. I mean, it's all full of wooey bullshit. They're not saying what is the simple truth. We're just robots, and we've been programmed in a sea of bullshit. So we're doing stuff that's just no point in it. It's just silly crap, okay? Scratching silly itches, you know. And wasting a lot of neurons to make a back scratcher or something. I mean, we're just wasting the resource of our intelligence, to make better gumball machines.
All the is... What time have we got? Can we look at anything?
All right, anyway, that's enough, I think. It's probably in here somewhere. He actually mentions me, which he doesn't do too often anymore, and says, in one of these videos that, I'm trying to persuade people, and he's not. Okay, so he's making show videos, Well, let's play some more, and we'll see if it's in here.
Well, 8 minutes. I'll just add a little something. Let's go to a bit in the science, is it, department? The 45 science. Don't know where it is. Should be put. But it's just a little note for anybody to think about. That we've talked about these things before. Where I was talking about the internal representation of an external object, let's say the tree, and the internal representation is brown, thin at the bottom, big.
All right, so this is very important. So it's just this idea that, yes, of course, we aren't living in the world. We're not interacting with things in any real way. We're interacting with a model in our brain of the real thing. The real thing is over there. In my brain, it's in my brain, though my brain's making a picture of it. So it's making a universe I'm actually interacting in. I'm playing a video game created by my brain. But it does correlate to reality. That's the whole point of it. I'm playing life on Earth. I'm not playing life on Mars or life on Venus or life on Pluto, right? I'm playing life on Earth, and my brain knows... Yeah, it has to be a connection between what you see and what's in the real world. If I make fake things inside the video game and the fake thing isn't in the real world, well, then I'm going to probably make mistakes. All right, so we'll jump ahead a little bit more, see if he says something better.
Representation of an external manifestation. It's a good shot.
Yeah, there you go. So he's just basically pointing out, yeah, so why bother with that part? Why bother wasting time saying we're not in the real dimensional universe, we don't really touch anything, we don't really interact with anything? Who cares? Because it's close enough. The brain is doing a pretty good job of representing reality inside our brain.
Just go with...
I mean, the part where it fails is where you get to make up gods and voodoo and woo and streams of consciousness and all that crap. That's where it goes wrong.
Pain. Should we go with pain?
All right, never mind. No, let's not go with it. Let's just sell. Sell all your pain stock. It was a bad idea. All right, so that's probably enough. Probably. I'll take a pause and... it's almost an hour. All right, I didn't think I would spend that much time on this. But anyway, they're good words. They're good talking points. So it's had some value to talk about some of these things. Unfortunately, though, you have to talk about them with kind of careful language to make clear separations between what you're You know, the idea of just even playing with the word soul or personality, you know, when those words are just a replacement for some, you know, mechanical function, some collection of habit. All right, so let's finish up. So the truth is, it's just evolution of, you know, chemistry, rock, materials, whatever, atoms, molecules of elements. And, it gets sophisticated, it gets complicated, does all kinds of crap, ends up with a brain, a central processing unit to organize all the movements of all the little parts, blah, 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 take inputs, take outputs, create behavior to, you know, secure food and crap in an environment, shove stuff in the mouth, have it fly out the ass in the right direction, and have the shit hit the right enemies, and all the little bullshit that we're doing. That's all there is. There's just us robots roboting our way through our existences. And the rest of this crap we've created, this thing we've built, this fake flower that we're living on, called our civilization, or whatever you want to call it, is just it's a joke. It's so silly. It's so disconnected from any kind of acknowledgement of how bizarrely dysfunctional this is, in terms of trying to shove this thing that we are now, this thing that's capable of thinking and understanding the maze, cannot possibly play a game this dumb and stupid. So knowledge of the game negates capacity to play the game, because the game is too stupid. I don't exist to lay eggs and die, okay? I'm not going to waste my time existing for that purpose. It's just too silly. It's too stupid. So I'm going to try to find something else to do, something more constructive, something that makes more sense, rationally and logically. So I'm going to value my feelings, I'm going to value pain and suffering, and then I'm going to value it in other people, and I'm going to try to figure out answers that mitigate against wasting the important thing, the pain, okay, and recognizing that, you know, the yummy, yum-yum stuff is just kind of bullshit. You really don't need... you don't need happy, you just need non-sad, okay? That's the truth of it. If you get rid of the bad, you automatically have the good. It just falls into, you know, it hits you. It gets, you know, the pain is the umbrella just blocking the happiness from hitting you, kind of thing. So get rid of the negatives and you'll have all the positive you need. So with all these ideas, these thoughts, those statements become my agenda, okay? Because that's what this robot has figured out, is the only course of action is to beep boop in the direction of make things better for yourself and for the other beeper and boopers, including the animals and all the other stuff that's having experience where it's being tortured or suffering or feeling badly. And that's what we need to mitigate against. And so that's all there is. There is no wooey other crap. There's no other story to tell here. And it's just about preventing the harm. And there's nothing else happening on Earth that matters. The rest of it is superfluous changes in the color of the glitter. I mean, it's pink dress versus puce. It doesn't matter. Ugh. Yeah. All right. Anyway, something like that. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, till the next time and such. This has been Do Not God, .com. Google is evil video presentation. Blah, 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 and such.